The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
That just is that better? On camera?
That's just a little better.
Was that on the record?
All right.
big summer for you. Obviously, it looks like you're going to be in the NHL full time. Something that you've been striving for a while. What did you work on this summer with that in mind?
Pretty much everything. Try to build my body stronger. Pretty much everything.
I don't want to look back at your time with Nashville a lot, but just that opportunity is what you were looking for in that time. Are you excited? What are your feelings like that opportunity that you were searching for a couple years ago was finally here?
Like you said, absolutely excited and almost there, ready to go.
What is the mentality change from an NHL to AHL, right? This year you're in camp, you missed the start of it last year. What's a difference this year in training camp for you? Especially since being healthy this year compared to last year.
It's like you said, don't be injury. That's the big difference.
Because
it's always important to be with the boys on the ice, in the locker room too. So you're not separate because it's always tough to be injured because you're kind of you're in the team, but in the same moment, you're not because you're somewhere behind, But that's a great feeling to be with the team now. So
does it just make you more comfortable in the
crease? Absolutely. Yeah, because you're working with, your team, your D's. They know you know them, so that's cool.
Obviously, the situation is it's different for you this year compared to last year. Last year you were injured, but also too you have Mackenzie Blackwood in front of you. You're probably going to be with the Barracuda last year, right? This year though, it's kind of set up for you to be the number one goalie, in the NHL. Is it important for you to kind of keep the same mentality, or does that change your mentality at all?
It's a good question. Probably I would like to say the same mentality, trying to keep focused what I can control.
What did you focus on this summer in terms of what you wanted to improve?
Pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff we have to work.
Right.
It's you have to grow up every day if you want to be, life's going on, life's moving forward. You have to move forward too, if you want to be playing in the best league.
Mm-hmm. How do you like working with Thomas Spear and obviously Nabby you've been working with for a while, but how do you like working with those guys and Ryan Miller is here too.
That's great. That's the first day the great persons, all of these three guys, they pretty great persons off the ice. That helps a lot, and also they have a good coaches. So that's pretty good. That's a good combo, good person and good coach. So yeah. Can't complain.
That's your impression. All the top prospects are pretty much here. The player that they just drafted, Michael Misa, second overall, is here. We just talked to him, and Celebrini's here, and Smith's here, and. All these other players have been drafted in the first or second round last couple of years are all here right now. What's your impression of the group and the talent that's kind of here right now?
Always great. It's it's a new blues, and they everybody is excited. So everybody is going hard on the ice, off the ice as well. So that's the great energy, and I can you feel that energy, and you're trying to do more from yourself. It's kind of you're pushing more harder, and they also look at you probably, and you're trying to do best as you can.
What's your impression of Michael Misa so far?
He's a really smart player. Yeah, he can make really good, really nice play. Also have a good shot, so solid player.
Yeah.
Has there been a player maybe in your group or in the scrimmage that maybe has a shot that maybe caught you off guard a little bit that you maybe weren't expecting to be maybe so precise or so quick? Is there anybody that's caught your eye with their shooting ability?
Maybe, yeah.
You don't want to share who? No, you don't want to hype them up too
much. Like you said Misa.
Well, no. Is there anybody else that has maybe kind of surprised you with their shot?
Toph still surprised me every time.
So, you're the new number one netminder here in San Jose this season with the main squad. How have you taken on that role and used it to kind of mentor some of the new goaltenders that San Jose has brought in this offseason?
Can you repeat like the second half of your question?
Yeah, have you taken on a leadership role with the netminding crew? Have you been kind of a mentor to the new goaltenders in San Jose since you're the new number one?
Just keep focused what I can control, you know. That's my goal. That's trying to, if I'm going to be in the net, I'm just going to be trying to give to my team a chance to win, get 2 points. That's my goal.
The coaching styles of Nabokov, Miller, and Spearsy, any difference in the coaching styles, or are they pretty similar?
A little bit different, because like I would say like every person a little bit different, you know, but they asking pretty much the same. I mean, from like, the goalies, you know, like, that's it.
any differences you can point out though, or
say again.
Any differences you can point out between the three? Anything stand out to you?
So, Nabi, Russian, so that things I would say, but pretty much similar.
Have you received any pointers, especially from Nabi or Miller, about being a starting goalie in the NHL? Just any, you know, obviously they've won a lot of games in the NHL, so have they given you any pointers about just how to take on that role?
Be health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
I could do that.
If you want, yeah.
The season starts in about 3 weeks here. I mean, how do you want to use this time, the rest of the camp here, to make sure your game is to where it needs to be? And do you have, there's a certain amount of preseason games you'd like to play, you know, before the season starts, just to make sure you're where you need to be, I guess.
Yeah, we have some time a little bit for like you said, we did already like 2 scrimmages, like our group, and what else? We will have like a couple of preseason games, and that's gonna be help too, and it's more like to be ready mentality, you know. That's we'll be good. We have some time, and.
Nabokov left you a gift. Do Sharks territory have to wait to see what that gift was? Are you willing to share?
Say again? Sorry, brother.
No worries. Nabi left you a gift in your locker, according to social media.
Uh-huh.
Do we have to wait for the surprise?
I wasn't see that box yet, so. It's still a question mark.
All right.
Thanks,
dude. Thanks.